Welcome back to Sovereign Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Our next guest needs no introduction. He's part of the Sovereign Radio family now, has his own channel, and has been on the show several times. SG Anon is back, and we're going to talk today about, it's actually our third part in a series, the EE Systems versus Jason Shurka and Unified Healing. And we're going to frame it up in the context of the spiritual war, since we've been on that subject today. The theme of the show is everything is tied to the spiritual war. So we'll start there. Welcome back, SG. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Scotty. Good to be here.
Yeah. So would you agree, generally speaking, that everything happening around us, from the Epstein and Diddy stuff to the kinetic wars to what we're going to talk about today with EE Systems and Unified Healing, it's all part of the spiritual war raging around us, is it not?
Well, I think it can be summed up in a couple of different manners that are accurate, you know, based on the spiritual physics. And I'm going to use that terminology sort of tongue in cheek there. You know, we live in a reality that is much more multidimensional than we've ever been led to believe. We think that the end of our reality stops at the end of our five senses. And that's just simply not true. When we look at the dynamic makeup of the human being, the imbuement of the human being with the Holy Spirit of the living God, reiterated by Christ himself in the upper room, and we look at, you know, the destiny and the mantle that the human being has, reality and all extensions of it, from a spiritual sense, are interfaceable with us. You know, we have sometimes people will say, I sort of had a sixth sense about that thing that was going to happen or something that was coming down the pike or the roadway, and it turns out that they were right. That's an intuitive thing. That's an extrasensory thing, if I can use the terminology, but it's perfectly normal when we consider that we have spiritual anatomy that has been offline both in our awareness and in our biological, biophysical makeup for a very long time that's now reanimating and reactivating. And one of the things that you're going to see with people out there as we go through this period in time is their spiritual anatomy will reactivate where they are centered in their spirituality itself, what their own concept of their relationship with God Almighty really is, right? And people are going to attune themselves to exactly where they're at. The Holy Spirit will support them because we live in a free will universe, and that is the beauty and the majesty and the love, I think, that we talk about when we talk about this living God that we're all a part of in this celestial dance. And as we go forward, you're going to see individuals show themselves out to be out of attunement or out of alignment with what that spirit for this world and this planet and our future really is all about, right? This is rebuilding God's earth. I've heard people say it's rebuilding the Garden of Eden. However you want to picture it and frame it, we are creating a world that is vastly more balanced towards the good of things, the love of things, and the light of things than it has been for many, many thousands of years, perhaps since the very, very beginning from the garden itself. And in that process, you will see individuals with their own spiritual points of view, their own free will interpretations of the world, and they will shake themselves out both for the good and for the ill with respect to that ascendant process, if I can use the terminology that's happening here in the world right now. And we're seeing this not only in the EE system discussion that we're about to have, but also at the political pulpit. We're seeing it at the religious level, especially spiritual pulpits are recycling themselves, in my opinion, in a much more genuine and transparent way than they have certainly in my lifetime, but potentially any time in the last half century. It's really an exciting time to be alive, but it's not without its friction moments.
Oh, amen to that. I want to tell everybody that even as part of the spiritual war, what we're going to discuss today about EE Systems and Jason Shurka's Unified Healing, for legal purposes, this is what I'm about to talk about is my personal account, my own observations and opinions based on conversations I've had with many people involved in the organization and some of the events we'll discuss today. You know, I have a lot of opinions. I express them on the show. They're always based on some sort of discernment and critical thinking and research, and sometimes on various legal aspects, including this case at hand here. As we've talked about the spiritual war, well aware, if you've been watching Sovereign Radio and listening to us and SG and our ilk of podcasters, you know the war has been raging for years, especially the last decade. Many of us have been paying more attention to political theater and the antics of the political sycophants within the theater than we are some of the things we should be paying attention to, from thousands of year old spiritual war in the Middle East to the recent spiritual war that flows out of millions of illegal immigrants entering our country, simply walking over the border in an attempt to destroy our language and our culture. Illegal immigration, absolutely part of the spiritual war. And now the threat looms of a repeat of the summer of love 2020, where in this case they'll use illegals, possibly cartel, even Chinese cells that have been hovering on the Canadian border. We have a spiritual war with Big Pharma and the medical system. God, we only have to look at COVID-19, the jab, and how they plan that out to know it's very much a spiritual war. We have the spiritual war within our education system. If a boy can use a girl's bathroom and identify himself as a gal in grade school, and a drag queen can come in and read stories to first graders, this is all part of the spiritual war. The media, the mainstream media, we listen to them. They're the mouthpiece of Satan. Snake in the grass, the MSM. They've carried the water for decades, this Luciferian media. And I'll remind you what Johnny Cash told me in 1989. He didn't attend meetings with record labels or radio networks in the syndication of his own radio show because he said they're a Luciferian cult and they worship Satan. So he just simply wouldn't go to meetings. No matter how hard I tried, he just simply would not put himself in a position to be around these people. The energy is shifting. We feel it. The Judeo-Christian principles that made this country, that make up our Constitution, our founding fathers, I feel carried strongly through the 50s and the 60s as I was a young boy. But even these principles, Judeo-Christian principles, are being heavily challenged today. Very much a part of the spiritual war. Well, how else could you frame that? It hits home hard with family and friends that disown you in your conspiracy theories, as they call them. That is a part of the spiritual war. Now we'll turn our focus particularly to a different kind of spiritual war, one that happens in business and industries. We've seen it before, and we're watching one play out now in our circle of podcasters and broadcasters. Many friends and business associates were watching a classic spiritual battle that's raging in the powerful world of healing technology. It's truly a story of good versus evil and God versus Satan. SG and I have been covering this. Again, this is our third episode on the subject of EE Systems versus Shirka and Unified Healing. It can only be framed in the focus and the nature of a spiritual war. SG, was that a fair characterization? This battle between these two companies is largely a spiritual war, particularly if you watch the video you and I have both seen.
Well, you know, we'll get to that here in just a moment, because I think that really sets up the flavor of some of why we're choosing to characterize this as a spiritual battle as well as an economic and, you know, sort of socio-political battle. But fundamentally, Scotty, what's happening, in my opinion, at the end of the day, when I look at this construct of events that has occurred, and I look at the background behind both parties, and I've done a fair amount of due diligence that we just didn't have time to include on broadcasts we've already put out, and I hope people are willing to extend a little bit of trust on that subject. But when I look at this entire situation, what I'm seeing is a shaking out of the energetic tree, if we want to call it that, the spiritual tree that I was referencing a moment ago. We live in a world, a reality, a realm that is entirely based on energy, frequency, and vibration, according to the words of Nikola Tesla. And this is a human being who understood, at his very core, how important it was for people to understand that they were beyond only their physical body in their literal makeup. And if they could grasp that and conceive of that, then they could conceive of reality around them in different ways. And this is why he was so far ahead of his time. And so when we look at what's happening right now, it's sort of a similar situation. You have wavelength separation that has occurred at the spiritual level, and it has belied a little bit behind the true motivations of both parties. You're seeing sort of an effort in diligent transparency within the constructs of a legal, advice of legal counsel coming from EE system, and you're seeing very significant amounts of hostility, what I would go so far as to say, bordering on harassment, style activities coming from the other party that have not only hobbled the relationship, the prior relationship with EE system, but has been out and out harmful and not beneficial for anyone down the stream that this organization is purportedly attempting to help with these allegations and suits that have been made and these actions that have been taken. And so the irony here is you have a party attempting to paint itself as the savior, as the alternative, as the way away from pain and suffering and what we would characterize as those lower spiritual wavelengths to be hovering around. And it is that very party that is creating those situations for a lot of individuals caught in the middle who, at the end of the day, went into business relationship with EE system and unified with the understanding that it was an aligned purpose and that they were going to be amplifying the good in the world.
Interesting you talk about spiritual waves, given that we're talking about an industry, scalar energy, that is all about waves of energy, right? That heal the body. If you're new to this story, I'll quickly reintroduce the players. EE Systems is a decades-old energy healing company headed up by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. Forgive me, SG, help me. What's her son's last name, Michael's last name?
His name, I believe, is Bertolaccini.
Okay, so Michael Bertolaccini is the CEO of EE Systems, and Dr. Sandra Rose Michael is the founder and the woman that created the technology that has come into question by Shirka and Unified Healing as to who really owns the technology. Their claims that a man named Robert Relliga wrote and owned the code are being proven quickly in court as not really factual at all. And the man was paid to write code. He wrote code, end of story. I'm going to call EE Systems the protagonist in this spiritual war. And I do remind you, I am personal friends with Dr. Sandra, but it's the power and healing of their scalar energy and years of refining computer code and technology to deliver a seminal and premier source of energy healing that changed my life, certainly, changed many people's lives that I know that were suffering from multiple sclerosis and couldn't walk. In my case, a stroke, recovering in record time, 4 weeks. Stage 4 cancer patients that are told, go home, get your paperwork in order, you're dying, that have been healed. Thousands of people worldwide have been healed to their core by EE Systems. And it's arguably the best way to heal your body, like I did from a stroke and my high blood pressure. I had a Marine friend, I think it's worth noting, he couldn't stand up straight and walk like the self-confident Marine he was for many years. At 75 years old, he had become a weak man that was hovering over, as I said, couldn't stand up straight and walk. Within 3 hours of sitting in the EE systems, the Marine was walking and talking like his old Marine self. Walking with Marine precision, I might add. I mean, he went into his whole Marine routine. It's like it never left him. So nothing really has delivered. In my life, I've seen nothing deliver the way EE systems delivered and healed people. And that is why I will call them the protagonists, not just because I am friends, but you can see in a spiritual war, a company that is full of love and light and healing couldn't possibly be anything but a protagonist. And if you understood the decades of hard work by Dr. Sandra and her son, Michael, the rest is really pretty simple to see. Enter the antagonist in the spiritual war, Jason Cherka, entrepreneur, content creator, and storyteller. He's best known for his Unified TV platform, on which he told stories about his being chosen and appointed an appointed point person to release information about what he called a galactic alliance of white hats that were known as the Light System. Interestingly enough, the company is now, he is now operating and competing with the EE systems, is called the Light System. To his credit, Jason Cherka amassed a large following on social media and his Unified TV. And I might add, he's a very creative marketer and a good promoter. As the story goes, and I understood directly from Mr. Cherka, his family experienced healing miracles from EE systems, both a woman he refers to as an aunt and a pet that he loved dearly. Both were spending time in the EE systems, and both became very healthy very quickly. And Cherka quickly formed an alliance with Dr. Sandra. When he saw the capabilities of the EE systems technology, he befriended Dr. Sandra and her son, Michael, that is the CEO of the company. He very quickly gained their trust. By the way, EE Systems is an American-owned and operated family business. Cherka struck up what I'd call a sales and marketing deal to expand EE Systems worldwide. And worldwide expansion he did. He successfully sold his butt off and put a couple hundred new centers on the map, growing EE systems to 500 centers strong. Cherka's work was executed with the skills of a seasoned businessman. EE systems was impressed. He was walking his talk. He was rewarded with pay increases and all expenses paid. They paid for high-profile interviews he had with JFK Jr. and James O'Keefe. At some point, Cherka began to make demands on EE systems, including the cost of $1,000 a month per center, and now 500 centers, so we're talking $500,000 a month, for marketing fees. Perhaps what he was asking for was justified in that the centers cannot market themselves. They're not marketers, and they are not known, these centers, at least the ones I have tracked for years, are not really known to be able to drive traffic and put butts on the street, put butts in the seats. It's very much a business that relies on word of mouth. Cherka comes into the equation, and there is a video we will watch portions of in just a minute where EE Systems, Michael, CEO Michael, Dr. Sandra's son, is fielding demands from Jason Shurka and his father, Manny Shurka. The demands are such that they're asking and demanding $10 million be sent immediately to purchase Unified Healing. He didn't have time to show it to his lawyers. He didn't have time to discuss this offer with his partners. They demanded the $10 million here and now, or we're going to war. And as you watch the video, you will see those exact words used. Before we play the video, SG, what would you like to add to that background for those that are just catching up with the story?
Well, I think overall your coverage of the story there and the setup was really quite accurate in a lot of ways. I do want to give some credit here. You know, Mr. Shurka gave a lot of notoriety and caused a great deal of worldwide attention to be drawn to fundamentally a good technology, right? This is you know, still an example of God taking something meant for negative and turning it into the positive, for lack of a better characterization. That's sort of what we've seen on display even throughout the process of the ongoing legal battle, which has been fundamentally a publicity grab for both parties that are involved, because anytime a kerfuffle comes up, everybody turns their heads and really wants to see and pay attention. At the same time, I think we need to acknowledge that there's an interesting background that plays into Mr. Shurka himself, as well as the Shurka family enterprise. If we go and look at Signature Investment Group, this was a real estate development firm that was headed by the Shurka family. Essentially, it was kind of a family business. Jason is listed as an active member of that particular group, and that group has a large business unit devoted to the management of commercial properties around the world for pharmaceutical and general drugstore style enterprises. So that in and of itself sort of belies a little bit of a willingness to cavort with forces, if you will, that are not necessarily on the side of humanity long term, certainly would not be on the side of long term permanent cures, long term permanent healing. And I think we have to weigh that into the entirety of the discussion here, because fundamentally, character and spirituality are inseparable.
Very well said. I think that's a very, very important point that Jason Shurka shined a huge spotlight on a technology that had some global presence and some awareness around the world, but there's no doubt about the attention he brought to the business. And he, in fact, became the face of the business as he took over the interviews. And in fact, he demanded the interview alone with some of these paid interviews with, like, James O'Keefe. Dr. Sandra suggested she should join him. He demanded to be interviewed alone, and he did. And with or without that interview, he really had become the face of the company. As you'll see as we play the video, backed by his now deceased father, Manny, who lectured Michael on being a bad businessman, he'll never make it without Jason, because Jason is now the face of EE Systems and the heart and soul of the company. Manny repeatedly told Michael that there's no more time to make a deal. Today, send us $10 million or there'll be war tomorrow. Michael did not comply, and early the next morning, Shurka fulfilled the threat of going to war by releasing a letter to the EE System Center owners. And in that letter, he attempted to expose Dr. Sandra as a fraud. She did not have the credentials she said she did. That she did not own the technology. Rather, it was owned by this gentleman, Robert Relica. And as you watch the video, I think you'll see the demons that are surrounding Jason and Manny Shurka. And the release of this letter, and having read the letter, I can tell you it was quite an evil piece of work. And completely obliterated Dr. Sandra's personal credentials, questioned her ownership of her own technology that had long been settled in the courts, and even attacked the very product that he sold as unfair trade practices because somehow in his mind it was overpriced and EE Systems was practicing unfair trade practices by virtue of pricing that was not in line. But the love and light of Dr. Sandra strengthened her family and friends, employees. Most importantly, the EE Systems gathered around her in prayer and support. They rallied around Dr. Sandra. They rebuked all offers and demands. And I have very, very specifically asked Dr. Sandra and Michael, did you ever make an offer or suggest to Jason or Manny Shurka your interest in purchasing Unified Healing? Did you ever initiate a conversation to purchase that company? And the answer, of course, was no. Never crossed our mind. We had no plans. It wasn't in our game plan, and they had never discussed it themselves internally. Yet these demands for $10 million to buy the company were laid on hot and heavy, as you'll see in the video. I'm going to roll the video. We're going to cut in and out of different parts of the video. I think that very fairly paint the picture of a 2 hour and 40 minute conversation. So we'll let you watch part of this video and we'll be right back.
The fact that you even question and challenge my integrity, and you know me, you know my family, you know what we do. You know exactly what we do. And you challenge me, forget Jason, you challenge me. I gave it to you anyway to show you who's my son, who's my daughter. Now you have the proof in your, you didn't have the balls to even call me, never mind, between me and him, he knows. You didn't even have the balls to call me, Manny, I got to thank you, I'll finish it up. Now he's sitting with you, he said, listen, Michael, I'm begging you, he's begging you, let's finish it, he doesn't want a war. You're forcing a war here. You're making a mistake, you're going to hurt your own family and you're going to hurt him. And you're going to hurt the sentence. Now, him, you cannot hurt him financially. You can hurt his reputation. But I promise you, he will not let it happen. We need to finish this today. I'm not, and he is not, and the organization is going to wait for you to talk to your lawyer. This is a bunch of bullshit and you know it. You're talking to me, Michael. Don't give me this bullshit. My son was naive enough to trust you. This is not how you pay back a trust. We never did anything in writing. Everything was a shaken. Everything was done the right way. So be smart. I'm giving you a line. It's going to be done today. One way or another. We're not waiting for you bullshit lawyers to come. Evaluation. You know the numbers. You know what they're making. You promise, make an offer, make an offer. You want to offer the same 10? Offer the same 10. You want to offer more? Offer more. But make an offer, let him make a call and finish it up. But we're going to finish it up today.
On this call.
On this call. Tomorrow, there's a war. He's not going to sit by while you're shitting on him in front of the whole world. Senators are calling him. He's going to come up with a statement approved by TLS. And I'm telling you, it's not going to be fun for you. Not for him either. But he has to do what he has to do. You're not going to sit down, shoot at him, and he's going to sit down and say, okay, thank you very much for you shooting me.
If you think that I've been taking bullets and not having a plan, that's a nuclear bomb, you're wrong.
Let me get this straight. I need to make you an offer to buy you out, or bad things are going to happen.
No.
And when you were sent in,
no, to bring awareness to technology? No, not buying him out. You're not buying him out. You're going to pay money to the organization for him to transfer everything to you. You're not buying him nothing. He's not getting a fucking penny. That's a big difference. Go ahead now.
Humphrey, does TLS work like this?
Say it again?
I haven't met personally somebody saying I'm TLS. I've met so many people, very, very high level people. Okay. What I can, based on the situation, based on what has been stated, I feel that the most ideal direction we can go is let's move forward and let's fix this together. And doing that, I think, again, the tax deduction, all that, we can shift everything to the most ideal.
That's easy.
You know, and honoring everyone in the field right now. We made mistakes. Yes, we're not perfect. None of us are. And we're not going to claim to ever be, because we are always going to help each other, protect each other, and hold everybody in high integrity. There's no contracts, but we'll get there. Our word is really powerful. It's even more powerful than paper. It's financially sound. It's financially sound, in my humble opinion, and I'm limited in my understanding, but it's financially sound. It keeps the family together. It keeps everybody, you know, healthy. And that's it serves the purpose of the win-win-win situation. It really does. I feel it. I feel that that's the right direction.
I appreciate that. I need Michael's green light.
Yes. Please. I
green light.
That's what I feel.
Huh?
Green light for what?
Green what?
I need an offer, Michael.
You have to say.
How much did you make this year?
In what?
What's your yearly profit?
From Unified Healing?
Yeah.
With travel, without travel, I don't know all those numbers.
Profit. What did you profit?
We can nickel and dime on $1 million. And what's going to happen is if you're not doing the right thing here, it's just not going to end well. And I'm going to have to do what they say, and I don't want to. That's why I'm listening.
Why don't you get someone from TLS on the call?
Because they're not going to fucking talk to you, dude.
You give me the green light, I'm going to leave the room, I'm going to make a call, and I'm going to come back. You already started doubting me on many things, and sorry, but you look really bad, because everything that you said that I did, like the ads and all that, I proved it to you. I couldn't prepare for something like that. You're coming up with stories, man.
That still doesn't make a difference for how you're spending that much money and the centers aren't full. There's something broken. I'm trying to figure out what's broken. Yeah, you're showing me that there's...
Good, so why don't you take it and make it so much better.
If you're so smart,
I don't want to fix it.
You're a tech guy, you're a hacker.
You don't want to make more money.
So you don't care about what you say.
Mike,
he doesn't want to fix it. No. He wants me to fix it.
Yeah, you're
Joe, come on.
Fix it, you're so smart. Mike, you are all about the fucking money.
Stop.
Okay?
Stop.
Your two colors came out. He's not.
Stop.
Now it's your time to prove it also.
We're there. Let's finish this, please. And let's finish this the right way.
Your mother is on this earth to help humanity. Learn from her something. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Please.
Your mother is an angel.
Let's finish this the right way.
And I'm telling you right now, in 26, you're not going to have a business. You want him to walk away? No problem. He can walk away peacefully, or he can walk away with a war. Huge choice.
Michael.
80 million. Michael, I'm sorry. 80 million.
I don't understand why. Why are you messing with us? Why are you messing
with us? I'm not messing with you. I just don't like it when people make threats and bully me.
I'm making you threats. Nobody's threatening you. I'm trying to teach you business.
You
have no clue what the fuck you're doing. No clue. You're fucking kidding. You have no clue what you're doing. You think you have a chance? King, it doesn't work like that.
He
forgets who's the one who taught him everything. He forgets who came to show him how to make money. You think you don't know shit. Obviously, you don't know if you're saying those stupid remarks. You have no clue what you're doing. You're going to bury your entire family with your stupidity. Because you're greedy. You only want to do what's good for you when you have a tax break. You're not giving because you have a good heart. You're greedy, motherfucker. You want to take it to yourself.
No, no, please, please, please. Manny, let's focus on the task at hand.
Michael, listen. You said 10 million before, right?
No, yes. I didn't.
Why are you putting me in a position that I have to do something that I don't want to do? Why? Why can't you said in the beginning, you were very nice. You said, Jason, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you, Michael. Let's settle this. We both know that they, the organization, are worth more than $10 million. But no problem. Let me get the approval. Nobody wants to go to war. In war, everybody loses. There's a nuclear bomb about to explode that I'm trying to stop.
And I'm stuck with $16 million?
I need you to work with me. I need you to work with me.
You think that's stupid? You really think that that's stupid, huh? You don't want to give credit to nobody, huh? You really think you're so smart you did this, this enterprise? You didn't do shit, Michael. Shit you didn't
Many, do. Many, many, many.
What? Pissing me off.
Many, yes.
Let's finish this. Let's just finish it. You know the worth of these individuals. You know the worth of what they've done. I didn't do shit, okay? Forget about me. I didn't do it. I'm a soldier. You're right. I'm a soldier in a much bigger mission. I did not do this. I accepted a task. That's all I did. And I don't regret any second of it. Let's finish, man.
Yeah, I'll think about it tonight, and as I said, I'll give you an offer tomorrow.
No.
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 Because
you're... No, no, we don't trust you.
You don't trust me to what? What am I going to do in a day?
Because you're going to make a move in 2 seconds once we're off the phone. And we're not going to let you do that, because the next move, then I don't know what move you're going to make. I'm telling you right now, the answer is now. Tomorrow morning, we're not talking anymore. This is the only conversation we have. Now, either you go the good way or the bad way. You decide. There will be no discussions tomorrow. Tomorrow there will be a war.
What I don't... I'm trying
to... He thinks he's going to bullshit us again. I'll call you, and then you're not going to answer my call. Not going to happen, my friend.
I'm trying to wrap my head. Forget about me and forget about the organization, which God knows why you don't understand the influence that I'm talking about here, because you experienced it yourself. You know him, dude. You know what he does, and you know what he's done. Why are you messing with these people? Why are you pissing off?
What do you mean you know me? You know me about what?
That you're a psychopath, dude.
I have nothing to do with the business. What do you want from me?
That's not the point. Why are you pissing people off? It's not right, man.
No, disrespecting. Michael, you disrespected me. You don't even have the balls to come say, "Manny, I apologize." Even apology, your ego doesn't let you. But I remember this for the rest of your life. I promise you I'll remember this. What you did the past 2 weeks, after I'm doing work for you in Israel, and this is how you thank me?
Because I was sick for over a week while you guys hounded me while I'm sweating in bed and I can't even talk.
Yeah, okay, you were sick for 4 days. You were sick for 5 days.
It doesn't matter.
Called Jason, you couldn't call me? While the Lord just
I did call him while I was fucking sick.
Yeah, but then you didn't call me.
Yeah, guys, let's focus.
So whatever is between you guys is between you guys. I'm letting you know, Michael. You pissed off the wrong guy. It's not good, and I'm going to try to fix this because him pissed is not good. It's not good. Help me help you. Help me help you. You're not giving me resources.
If you think for a moment, fuck the LS. I don't give a shit about the LS. If you think for a moment, you or anybody is going to help my son, and I'm going to sit down by either, keep on dreaming, my friend. You know me. I'm not sitting down. I'll fight to the last blood that I have, okay? You do not hurt my son. Unless my son did something wrong, I'll kick his fucking ass. Nobody's going to hurt my son. Nobody's going to defame his name. Nobody, especially not you, after what I did for you. That's the thank you I'm getting as a father?
What did you do to me, for me?
Oh, what did I do for you? I just...
Guys, this is another conversation. Let's fix...
I just made millions and millions of dollars. Nothing to do with the fucking ES system.
Guys, Manny.
Manny, we're trying to compartmentalize.
There's other people involved.
Let him make a phone call. It's not gonna wait till the morning. Nobody's gonna wait for the morning.
It's not gonna wait.
We're not waiting anymore.
Please work with me, Michael. I'm trying.
You're not trying. You're threatening and telling me to pay you a certain amount of money. And he's an extremely scary person, and you just alluded to that.
Nobody's threatening you. No, it's not a threat. You are being insulted. You're insulting people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, nobody's threatening you. You don't want to do it, you do whatever you want. We're just letting you know there's going to be a reaction for every action you do. I still talk to you eye to eye like a man. I don't do the shit you're doing. The money went to your fucking head. You don't see anything. You became blind. Even the numbers, you don't know how to make. You don't know math even. 6 plus 6 = 12. You can do it in the next few months. And you're still arguing. And you don't even understand the shit you're doing to yourself. You don't even get it. And you call yourself a businessman. God bless you. Make a number. 6 is your last number, no problem. Just tell us whatever the number you want. I'm telling you right now, okay? Anything below 10, he's not making a phone call.
Piss them off and make them matter worse. I'm not doing it.
I know. I'm trying to. Not going to let you call even if you want. You're not making
it. I'm not doing it. I'm going to call whoever I want, whenever I want. Let's start there. But I'm not doing that.
Okay.
You're going to make matters worse. So there's two paths here. We can either move forward, solve this the way that we're talking about, and you can continue moving on, and everything will be splendid. Things will be amazing. Or we can go the other way, and we can have there's like an ego fight here over a couple
There's no winners in wars. There's only losers.
I'm trying to avoid a problem here. Please listen to me. Please hear me out. Please. This is probably the most important decision of both of our lives, just so you know. Maybe not. This is the most important decision. Because the different realities that come off on each side are drastic. The problem is, with the organization, you've disrespected them. He's just talking about him because... And I have a problem that you disrespected my father, but we can deal with that another time.
I'm not the issue with
them. The issue is them. You've disrespected them.
How?
It doesn't go... How?
I don't even know them. How do I disrespect someone I don't know?
I don't know. I'm affiliated with them. Look how you're dealing with me. You're deciding to do whatever you want.
Michael, wake up! The money got to your fucking brain. Wake up, you're blind. Wake up!
I'm not blind, I just don't like being threatened or coerced, and that's what you're doing right now.
I'm teaching you value in life, you know. I'm upset because the way you do things. What you did this week is wrong. You don't do this to family. You wanted to do something, you call him up, and this is what I want to do. You do whatever you want to be, but to give courtesy. You don't take a man that worked for you for 2.5 years, made you a lot of money, and tell him, go fuck yourself. You don't do that. That's what you did. And he kept quiet because you promised him Friday an answer.
So he said, Friday is tomorrow.
Friday is here. It's another 6 hours.
No.
There's no tomorrow. No. We're done.
Let me speak. There is no tomorrow anymore. We're on a call. That's it. Help me finish this. There needs to be, forget about me, reciprocity with them. Like, you really think that you're just going to say, hey, you know, this year I made $11 million or $10 million, whatever. I'm going to give you TLS 6, which is
basically I'm going to have to pay in taxes anyway, so I'm just going to take it off. And energetically, you know that world, it doesn't make sense. You're just moving it from one side to another.
So how does this go for a mission for humanity to $10 million?
What do you mean?
Well, you were sent in on a mission for humanity to bring the technology to the world. Explain to me how we go from mission for humanity to a $10 million shakedown.
Oh, you know, well, shakedown. Number one, it's not a shakedown. And second of all,
feels like a shakedown.
Doing a shakedown by doing what you did this week. You're doing a shakedown.
No, nobody started with you. It's gotten to a point now where it's black or white. I would like to be able to finish this, and literally already tonight, I want to start changing things. I want to start rewriting. Any money that's coming in is going to your bank account. You just tell me the one. That's it. It's your, there's no, you know, big thing over here. While we're doing it, and I'm getting everything started now. You're going to take whatever you want, and whatever you don't, you're going to leave. And if Andy's smart enough, he can fire whoever he wants and see if he can do a better job with other people. Up to him. We're ending a year, we're going into a new year, let's do it on in a good way.
Yeah, I'm not making a decision today. You can make whatever phone call you want.
Okay. I'm sorry in advance. Are you sure?
You want to talk tomorrow?
No, I'm not going to allow him to quit. I'm not going to allow him. Not going to happen. You disrespected us enough.
Why are you doing this?
No, Jason is over. Let's go. He's done. Go give him a call. Tell him it's over.
And you should ask him over. It's over.
I wish you luck, Michael. But we're not cooking after today. Not going to happen. The only thing I will accept you is a letter inviting to apologize to me. I'm not talking to you again. After today, it's over. You had a chance to fix it, let's go do something. We need a draft. It's already 6:40. Let's go. You made the decision.
It's
all right,
I can't. Okay. I understand. All right. Are you sure, Michael?
Yep.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as you watch the video, you can come to your own conclusions as I have, being friends with Dr. Sandra, and knowing her for years, watching a video like that was very hard for me because I know the woman is all about love and light and would never engage, nor would her son, Michael, engage in a business conversation, in the fashion that this conversation took place. In fact, in the 2 hours and 40 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, CEO Michael of EE Systems spoke not even 5 minutes of it. He'd say a line here or there, a word or two here or there, but for all intent and purpose, he listened to these two men, as you saw some of it, and he took a beating that, coming from business partners, cannot and should not ever happen. Of course, this is where the demons in the spiritual war come in. I see the demons raging when I see these guys going after Michael. I don't know how else to explain it. SG, I know there's a lot more than just the spiritual war. Now we're into the legal aspects of it. Would you care to bring us up to date on the legal side of things? Because that's an important point now.
Well, absolutely. And I want to let everyone know out there, you know, first of all, that I'm not a legal advisor or an attorney, but some of this is available on Pacer. If you've got a Pacer login, the login's free. If you choose to print things off from the case, then they charge you a bit per page. But fundamentally, when you look at though the filings and the sequence of judicial actions that have occurred over the last, I guess it's been about a 6-month period now, it's clearly evident that the side on the TLS Shirka side is in more of a reactive posture to momentum that is being built by what you characterized as the protagonist EE system. And we're seeing various rulings across different courts in both jurisdiction and state versus federal level that are hampering the TLS Shirka Religa situation quite a bit because they're calling into question some of the claims right off of the bat. And so we've seen a countersuit that's been filed that's not been fully adjudicated yet. We have seen a couple of denials for purely procedural actions where Shirka is attempting to move the case, or attempted rather, to move the case from state jurisdiction in Nevada to federal jurisdiction in other states, most notably New York, which has a completely different architecture from the legal aspect when we talk about business enterprises. And so we have to keep in mind that this is, you know, a multidimensional action throughout this legal process that is being oriented at EE system, and EE system, in my opinion, and EE system is sort of fielding that and working the gears of law, order, and justice as best as they can. Now, it's very interesting because we've got some credentials and things like that that are still out there in question. We have license numbers. We're still waiting to hear confirmation from these associative bodies that supposedly granted these credentials. I'm in possession of a diploma certificate for a doctor of naturopathic medicine that came out of South America, one of their credentialed institutions, but I'm waiting to hear back from the institution. So looking at things like that, you know, there are some gray areas, but not nearly to the extent that I think one side has been on a PR campaign for quite a while attempting to create. There's a lot of momentum actually on the side of EE system when we look at the court rulings and the evidences that are being presented to the court, including their multi-hundred page initial filing, which I would encourage people to go back and look at, because it really does a good job painting the picture of what led up to these events to begin with.
Well, we're... clearly, what we saw in the video is a viper's den, and Shirka, Jason, and his father circled the wagons and worked over Michael again for 2 hours and 40 minutes. I believe that they, part of their plan, should Michael not comply with the $10 million demand, was to compete. And in compete they are. They now have a website and a company called The Light System. And again, this is particularly odd given that The Light System is the entity that Shirka said he was chosen by to bring forward information about a galactic group of white hats. And a man named Ray, who did some intriguing content with Jason. I watched much of their work. It was very well produced, very well done, and very compelling. As I said, he is a good promoter and a good marketer. But he no doubt intended and was ready to compete and sell knockoffs. And if EE System is the Rolex of the industry, and it is, he's not even selling a Timex. In fact, I have been told by people who understand the technology and have torn it apart that Shirka is selling a pyramid product, and he's buying the hardware right off of Alibaba. So he's not manufacturing the housing for the technology himself. This is only one of the products that I can be certain of that he is purchasing from the website, the Chinese website, Alibaba. It's truly amazing to watch somebody try to knock off a product in a world of healing, in a world that revolves around complete trust. When you put down your $50 or $75 an hour to go sit in EE Systems Center, you have faith and trust in that technology, or you wouldn't have paid to, that kind of money. I've slept overnight. Overnights are hundreds of dollars, and you don't have faith in a technology unless you're spending that kind of money only because you have faith in the technology. The question I have is, how will these knockoffs affect the industry and the brand EE Systems? Those that don't understand the nature of this battle between the two companies, my biggest fear for Dr. Sandra is that EE Systems takes the hit for the inferior technology that's being put forth. And I say inferior because I've talked to people who have torn these products apart and looked at what's the code, what's being written as code, and the products that they're using to recreate the EE Systems. And folks, it's a very dark war using a playbook right out of the globalist cabal criminal syndicate, demanding $10 million. I have used the word extortion. Sure looks like it to me. The defamation of character, the lawfare, multiple lawsuits on display now, and designed to tie Dr. Sandra and EE Systems up in court, I'm sure. Meanwhile, they are competing in this new brand. The Light Systems could have a very, very bad effect on the entire industry, not just EE Systems, but the center owners that have invested in this technology. Most of them put $150,000 or more. They're an integral part of delivering this healing technology to the centers themselves. And there's some great concern at that level, the level of the center owners. We had one on in our last episode. Again, you can find those episodes on Sovereign Radio, our online shows. Our first two episodes on this are there. And in the last episode, we had a system owner. What was her name, SG?
Her name was RT, and she was out of Germany.
Out of Germany, yes. And she was introduced to the technology by Jason Shurka, ended up buying from Dr. Sandra and EE Systems. And the rest of the story, I'll leave you to go back and watch. To me, Shurka and his legal goons are descending into the depths of spiritual warfare, just like the serpent in the Garden of Eve. I don't see any difference. You know, instead of shaking Dr. Sandra and Michael's hand and thanking him for the opportunity to learn their business, even if you don't agree on anything, but he learned a lot and he gained a lot. We're not even get into the financials in this 2 hour and 40 minute. Both Manny and Jason claim they haven't made a dime, although $9.2 million flowed through unified accounts. And elsewhere, they claim they didn't make a dime. And now they're off competing. And they did it in a very, very dark manner. To the point of recruiting a sick old man like Robert Relica, who wrote code for Dr. Sandra years ago. And Jason opened that old wound. He's really thrown a handful of evil shit at Dr. Sandra and EE Systems, the part of attacking her credibility in the very technology that's healed so many people is really a shame to watch. Yeah, to me, for Shurka, it's all about the money and playing the game to beat Dr. Sandra and Michael at any cost. There's no love and light emanating from these characters that you saw in the video. SG, I'll turn it over to you to wrap this up. I know that you see it in much the same way I do from a spiritual warfare standpoint. You're probably more objective from a business and legal standpoint because you are just that way. You are a guy that looks at things from both sides, and I commend you for that. But where do you want to leave this, and what would you like to say in conclusion here?
Well, I think the way that I would conclude, you know, the broader discussion about this whole situation with EE System, TLS, Sherka, Religa, and all the relevant parties here is that it's going to play itself out in such a fashion that true motivation, true intent, true quality and content of character is going to be on full display. Once we've gone public with something like this, Scotty, and both sides, of course, you know, choosing to do that in some respect and in some ways not so much with the PR attack that came from the initial side. But with both sides, you know, being willing to go public with this, release documentation, release statements, discuss things that are happening from the legal aspect where it's discoverable in the public record, we now have a digital and information ecosystem that surpasses and encircles the old ecosystem, making it essentially non-viable. So the truth is going to sort of float to the top, to keep with the metaphor, right? You can have a segment of the ocean tossed with debris and refuse, but the good things are still going to stand out, and things that are lighter are still going to float to the top. So looking at what's happening here, I think that we're going to have to, you know, wait and see how this plays out. I don't have, you know, quite the style of personal relationship or experience that you have with the system overall, but I will go so far as to say that the first time I spent some time in one, and it was only for about two and a half hours, I was about 90 days after a spinal surgery, and I had, you know, essentially no function of certain nerves that operated the sensation pathways down my right leg all the way to my right foot. And I actually regained some of that function in that 2-hour time period, which was against what the doctors had told me, again, less than 90 days prior to that. And that retention, that reclamation of that function has never really gone away. It hasn't improved a great deal from there, but it's never truly gone away. And so that affected on me a pretty significant experience in the very beginning, that maybe there was a lot more to this technology. And I think this lawsuit and this experience that's now going on in the public space is essentially going to set the tone for what the truth is about this technology and other alternative therapeutics as we go forward.
Yeah, and that's, I think, a real positive that can come out of this. I remember reading the letter that was written to the EE Systems owners, and it was written by Jason Sherka. Computer analytics show that Jason Sherka spent 6 hours writing this particular communication. And as I read it, I had to laugh in one way. It was Nancy Pelosi called it the wrap-up smear campaign. It's an attack on someone to destroy their credibility. And it's straight out of the divide and conquer via full-on personal attacks, actual defamation, just another play out of the playbook from the globalist banking elite cabal. Blackmail and bribery are the currency. We know of the global syndicate. So I want to end this on a question. Is Jason Sherka a good student of the global syndicate, the central banking system, the evil doers? Is he a good student? Has he studied them well? Those that have controlled every aspect of America, is he just a good student of their system? Or is he part of an evil system that's fully entrenched now in this industry and trying to take it over? I don't know the answer to that. But we do know something very interesting about Mr. Sherka that is worth bringing up in closing. He had told many people that he was groomed to run for president and that he'd be running for president one day. Now, perhaps another Manchurian candidate like Barack Obama, we'll never know. But one thing is certain to me, in the battle of good versus evil and God versus Satan, EE Systems is not only winning the legal battle so far, they're winning, I believe, the hearts and minds of the energy healing community. Clearly winning the spiritual war as I see it. And the attempts to counter that Jason Shurka has put forth on camera, I've put before body language experts, and they tell me that this individual, and they don't know Jason Shurka at all, that he's a wreck, that he is a very troubled man, was what I was told. It wasn't put in the context of the spiritual war. Body language expert says he's a troubled man. I say they're demons, and sometimes demons enter the mind, body, and soul, and we're not even aware of it. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this presses on from the simple part, the competing, which company will prevail at the cash register, who will sell, and whose sales will grow and whose will not, and the legal side of this. It's become a real battle on many levels beyond the spiritual war. So that's it from my end. SG, final words, please.
Well, I think you summed it up very well. The final word on all of this is now going to be the barometer of what happens in the public digestible space. And that is going to resonate with the largest amount of individuals. And in my opinion, Scotty, during this time of Great Awakening, it's much more inclined to resonate with a large amount of truth that itself is resonating with a lot of individuals. You know, this is a return to the ancient ways. This is a return to the types of understanding that our forefathers had, that they tried to impart over the centuries, much of it being drummed out of our record, being taken out of our literature, quite literally burned in the streets at different points along the way. And I think we're seeing a resurgence of the morality and the spiritual identity, the rediscovery of the spiritual identity of who we are, that's driving that process. And so this particular example, much like other examples that we have out there in the business space right now with lawsuits and undertakings and things like that, it's going to not only create precedent and structural framework for these types of advances far into the future, but it's also going to flesh out what is real and what is fake in this time of disinformation.
Thank you, SG. Appreciate it. Look, in the battle of good versus evil and God versus Satan, I can only pray and others can pray that Dr. Sandra emerges stronger than ever from the tyranny of darkness that's being put upon EE Systems. With that said, SG, tell folks where they can find your work. Of course, they can find you on Sovereign Radio now. You have your own channel there with your new show On the Clock. But where else can folks find you?
Well, I can be found, if you count the Sovereign Radio component now, Scotty, I have 5 homes online. The first 4 are completely Q News Patriot, sort of exclusive. One of them is the Rumble channel, which is where the primary bulk of the work is hosted. And that's rumble.com/user/Q News Patriot. I can be found on Truth X and Telegram. I'm on Truth Social at the handle Real SGNon, R-E-A-L SGNon with a red check mark. I can be found on X with a blue check mark at the handle V-T-H-E Q News Patriot. And I can be found on Telegram now. We're working on verification for that channel. But I can be found there at t.me/real, R-E-A-L, Q News Patriot. And then, of course, I can be found also on sovereignradio.com with the SG On the Clock episodes there and the page tab that you can find on the homepage of the website. Always a pleasure, Scotty. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, SG, pleasure. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you next time.
God bless all.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, SG is always a man of reason, always a man of he's able to articulate in a way that I certainly cannot and don't articulate things. To his credit, I think he's able to draw a straight line between point A and point B and easily connect dots for people. As you listen to us, as you can see, I come at this from a very personal point of view as a friend of Dr. Sandra's. I admit this openly and often. However, with discernment and critical thinking, and evidenced in the video that you watched today, we clearly see that in the spiritual war, in the aspect of the spiritual war, there's definitely good versus evil and God versus Satan. Some demons floating around the Shirka family. And to that end, how these things happen and come about is surely a mystery to me, as I once viewed Jason Shirka as a protagonist himself with his Unified TV, his effort and direction trying to build the E-Systems with Unified Healing. I truly believed in this man's ability, his competence. At a very young age, I think he's 29 years old, a brilliant young man. So to see him now, and literally, this is my perspective, see the demons around him, I can only ask why. How and why do these things happen? And the only one who knows for sure is God. That said, as always, we like to close with a note for our sponsors. So let's give our sponsors their due as they support this show. If you support our sponsors, you support the show, and we're very grateful for that. You are the MVP of Sovereign Radio. You're the whole reason we're here. Sponsors or no sponsors, you are why we create this content. So we'll be back next week again, of course. I want everybody to stay in prayer for our nation. Go perform a random act of kindness this weekend and give someone you love a big hug this afternoon, this evening, this morning, whenever you're watching this. Soon as you get off the video, go give someone you love a big hug, because I'll tell you what, you go perform a random act of kindness and give somebody you love, all of these darkness turn to light very quickly. So thank you again. We'll see you next week right here, back same channel, sovereignradio.com. That's sovereignradio.com. Scotty Sachs over and out.